The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Florence Nash from Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I'm going to be reading to you from the AARP magazine, February-March 2019, and maybe a little bit from the AARP bulletin. We're going to start off with, this might be our last article from this issue. This is Find Your Cruise on Any Budget. Pick a trip that fits your personality and checkbook. Vacations should be relaxing, yet with all the trip planning, baggage lugging, and plane catching, they're often just the opposite. That's the beauty of a cruise. No matter the type, and there are hundreds to select from, cruises provide a one-stop shop travel experience, entertainment, sightseeing, food, and drink. And you have to unpack only once, no matter how many new places you see. Read on to discover your cruise personality and choose a water voyage that'll suit both you and your wallet. This is by Christina Yanzito. For the sightseer, the ease of traveling from port to port is clearly part of the appeal of a cruise, but taking in a combo of natural and cultural wonders as you go is what floats a sightseer's boat. You want to return to the ship after a day of exploration with a camera full of photos of wildlife, beautiful vistas, or historic landmarks. So, in the budget category, the cruise is Princess Cruises' 7-day Alaska Inside Passage Cruise from Seattle. The ship is the Ruby Princess, 3,080 passengers, and the price starts at $1,980 per couple. Cruises to the 49th state tend to check all the boxes on a spectacular views wish list. A week-long cruise to Alaska's Inside Passage from Seattle on the Ruby Princess is a relatively inexpensive version of that journey, yet you'll see lush forests, pristine islets, picturesque ports, and majestic fjords along a network of calm, glacier-carved waterways that stretch for 500 miles through southeastern Alaska's panhandle. It's an area full of wildlife, bald eagles, caribou, grizzly bears, moose, and several species of whales, and you're likely to spot many of them from the ship. You can also sightsee on land for a fee. One excursion is an 8-hour trip, $130 per person, from Skagway over the White Pass Summit along the Klondike Highway, offering an otherworldly view of ultramarine glacial lakes. For a mid-range cruise, they recommend Celebrity's 12-night Scandinavia and Russia cruise. The ship is the Reflection, and that's for 3,046 passengers. The price starts at $4,140 per couple. Let's talk bucket list. While Celebrity's cruise is priced higher than some other sails on the Baltic Sea, it gives travelers 12 full days of exploration there, including a stop at St. Petersburg, Russia. The recently refurbished Celebrity Reflection sailing round trip from Amsterdam offers a journey with lots of sightseeing time. Highlights are the big Scandinavian capitals such as Stockholm. You can visit Nordic wild animals at Skansen, an open-air museum and zoo, or channel your inner dancing queen at ABBA, the museum, and Denmark's cheery Copenhagen. In Helsinki, you'll have about 8 hours to explore landmarks like Senate Square and the Rock Church, or pop into one of the public saunas. The crown jewel of the itinerary, though, is Regal St. Petersburg. The ship stays in port there for 2 full days so passengers can enjoy the city's riches, see the famed Hermitage Museum, wander the ornate gardens at Peterhof Palace, or take in a lavish ballet performance at one of the iconic theaters. If you want to splurge, the cruise is the Viking River Cruises 8-day Lyon and Provence, France cruise. The ship is the Longship Heimdall for 190 passengers. The price starts at $5,200 per couple. Viking River Cruises are a hugely popular and easy way to see Europe these days. One stellar option in southern France is Viking's cruise along the Rhone on its Longship Heimdall. You'll sail past charming towns docking for strolls on cobblestone streets in spots such as Tournon-sur-Rhône and Vieux-Lyon. And although this cruise is higher end, it provides a complimentary shore excursion, like a walking tour to check out ancient Roman ruins in lovely Vienne at each port. When you're between ports, you can observe the passing landmarks from the comfort of the ship. The dining room features fabulous views through its floor-to-ceiling windows. Next, cruises for the adventurer. You're thinking, the convenience of staying in one place is great, but when you take time off, you want to get your heart pumping. That's why many cruise lines now have options for active travelers like you, including sleek gyms and Zumba classes on the ship, and a range of off-ship activities. Budget. Cruise. Holland America's 7-day Adriatic and Ionian Gems cruise from Rome to Venice, Italy. The ship is the Vindam, 1,350 passengers. The price starts at $1,900 per couple with a $350 non-refundable deposit. The big lines are catering to high-energy travelers, many of whom are 50 and older, with affordable sales such as a week-long journey from Rome to Venice on Holland America's Vindam, which can cost a couple as little as $1,900. And you can choose from dozens of excursions, though most will require a per-person fee, including hiking along the rocky trails on Corfu, $90, bouncing through the hills above Dubrovnik in a two-seater buggy, $100, and biking in Croatia, $130. Another benefit of a ship like the Vindam for sportier passengers, it's large enough to provide games and activities such as tennis and basketball, along with Tai Chi sessions and aqua aerobics. The mid-range cruise would be Quasi-Europe's 6-day cruise and hike cruise on the Rhine River. The ship is La Boheme, 158 passengers. Price starts at $3,340 per couple for a cabin on the main deck, all-inclusive. River cruises tend to appeal to those who don't want to be stuck on a ship. Often there are many chances to be moving on land. Quasi-Europe's cruise and hike offering on the Rhine River, round trip from Strasbourg, is geared to this group. The ship sails at night along French, German, and Swiss riverbanks, so the day is free for guided land adventures. The hikes, most about 3 hours, skirt Blauenberg, a mountain by the French-Swiss border, go over the volcanic Kaiserstuhl hills of German wine country, and head to France's medieval Bernstein and Ortenburg castles. The best part is that everything is included in the price: 3-course classic French meals with paired wines, port fees, outings, and drinks. For the splurge, they recommend the Uncruise Adventures 7-night Olympic Wilderness and San Juan Islands cruise from Seattle. The ship, the Safari Quest, holds 22 passengers. The price starts at $8,390 per couple. If you're an active cruiser who wants to go way upscale, you won't lack for choices. One that will certainly get your heart rate up by day, then reward your efforts with luxury, is Uncruise Adventures Yacht Cruise through Washington's San Juan Islands. You'll get a super comfy cabin, a heated bathroom floor, silky soft sheets, and fantastic dinners with fine wine every evening. If you can swing the price, which is all-inclusive, you'll have a truly unforgettable experience. You'll dine on expertly prepared local cuisine, such as fresh clams and oysters served with craft cocktails and local microbrews, and you can choose as much action as you'd like. Guides will take you on 2 or 3 adventures a day if you're game, including kayaking through the San Juan Islands, riding in an inflatable skiff alongside pods of whales and sea lions, and hiking in the temperate rainforest in Olympic National Park. The intimacy of the ship also means the group gets close, a plus for social cruisers, and the itinerary can be altered if everyone agrees there's been enough kayaking, thanks. Sometimes, after a busy day, the crew even decides to build a campfire on shore and serve late afternoon cocktails, a treat you won't get on a megaship. Now, here are four things that drive up the cost of a cruise. Booking a cruise is a bit like buying a car. The list price isn't always the real price, which also includes taxes, fees, and gratuities, often $14 to $20 per day per person. Other common add-ons: transfer costs. Cruise lines offer transportation between the airport and cruise port, but this can cost $20 to $100 per person, according to cruiseline.com. How to save. If you have a group of three or four people, consider a taxi or a ride-sharing service. 2. Shore excursions. Expect to pay $50 and up for snorkeling, a balloon ride, or other fun. How to save. Frequently, you can find lower prices by booking excursions on your own, though there's a catch. If you don't return in time, the ship won't wait. 3. Drinks. The cost of beverages can add up fast. On many cruises, a glass of beer is about $5 and a soda costs $2. How to save? Consider a drinks package. Celebrity Cruises, for example, charges $59 per person per day for its classic beverage package, including soda, juices, coffee, tea, bottled water, and alcohol. Carnival has a bottomless bubbles package for soda lovers that's $7.50 a day. 4. Internet. A basic package can cost from $10 to $55 per day. How to save? Upload your vacation videos from an internet cafe, not via the ship's Wi-Fi, and turn off your smartphone when you're on the ship. Now, our last category of cruise packages is cruises for the lounger. Imagine a lounge chair on the ship's deck, a page-turner in hand, and a fruity cocktail by your side as you let any stress wash out to sea. If that's your kind of cruise, it's all about the boat. You're looking for comfortable staterooms, amenities such as spas and floor shows, and a variety of tasty food. The budget cruise is the Royal Caribbean's 7-night Western Caribbean cruise for Miami. The ship, Navigator of the Seas, holds 3,990 passengers, and the price starts at $1,390 per couple. Affordability is one reason week-long sails on big ships such as Royal Caribbean's Navigator of the Seas are so popular. Plus, these cruises offer serious downtime with a crazy long list of choices for unwinding, solo, as a couple, or with the whole family. Navigator, dedicated to cruises from Miami to the Caribbean, has a Western Caribbean sail that includes stops in beachy destinations such as Cozumel, Mexico, and Georgetown in the Cayman Islands, famed for its coral sand 7-mile beach and yummy Cayman Mama coconut pineapple cocktails. But that's only if you want to leave the ship. One of the largest in the world, with room for 3,990 passengers, the Navigator is a 15-deck floating resort and amusement park, ideal for a multi-generational group. Newly refurbished and decorated with bright pops of color, the ship wows with its surf simulator, glow-in-the-dark laser tag, and the world's longest ocean-going water slide. Grown-ups like the Solarium, a bright, airy, adults-only lounge with a pool, whirlpool, and quiet areas for chatting or chilling. For mid-range, the cruise is MSC Cruises' 9-night South America cruise from Buenos Aires. The ship is the MSC Orchestra with 3,223 passengers, and the price starts at $3,400 per couple. If you've got a little more to spend, opt for a slightly longer, more high-end, relaxation-heavy voyage, such as MSC Cruises' round-trip journey from Buenos Aires. While at sea, you can try the huge ship's Turkish baths, Balinese massages, and saunas. In Rio de Janeiro, where you stay docked for a full day, you can take an excursion to see the iconic Christ the Redeemer statue, $89 per person. Then you're on to Búzios, considered Brazil's Saint-Tropez and known for its white sand beaches, a short walk from the ship. It was a favorite retreat of actress Brigitte Bardot. If you want to splurge, the recommended cruise is Seabourn's 11-day transatlantic voyage from Bridgetown, Barbados to Lisbon, Portugal. The ship is the Odyssey for 450 passengers, and the price starts at $5,000 per couple. Got plenty of time and money? A seaborne transatlantic cruise offers nothing but relaxation. For most of the trip, the only diversions beyond the ship are sky and water. On board, however, there are abundant options, both old school, a game of bridge in the card room, anyone, and less so, meditation classes, for instance, or mind-body seminars on topics such as healthy aging. And the ship is made for lounging. All cabins are ocean view suites that are practically cavernous for a cruise ship. Even the smallest is 295 square feet, and it has a walk-in closet. Yes, it's pricey, but almost everything is included. All drinks, plus meals in the main restaurant, where you can dine whenever you'd like. And now we're switching to the AARP Bulletin. This is the January-February issue. And this is an address from Joanne Jenkins, who is the CEO. Your AARP, Where We Stand. This is headed, Fresh Start for Congress. We ask lawmakers to put aside differences and protect Social Security, Medicare, and health care. As a new Congress, America's 116th, gets down to business this month, the top issues on the minds of people 50 and over are their health and their financial security. Democrats now control the House of Representatives, while Republicans maintain their majority in the Senate. But all Americans need lawmakers to work together on these issues. A survey commissioned by AARP after November's elections found the issues that motivated voters 50-plus were not a surprise. More than 3 in 4 listed Social Security, Medicare, and health care as reasons they voted as they did. And 3 in 4 listed the economy as a factor in how they voted. With budget deficits projected to rise dramatically, some in Congress are targeting programs like Social Security and Medicare for potential spending cuts. But older Americans are clear about the need to protect and strengthen the benefits they earned through a lifetime of hard work. Also, voters 50 and older want Congress to stand up for key provisions of the Affordable Care Act, such as the ability to get insurance even with pre-existing health conditions, and the limits on how much more insurers are allowed to charge older clients, the so-called age tax. And they want lawmakers to find common sense ways to lower health care costs. One place Congress can start is by preventing drug companies from hiking drug prices. While this issue has an impact on all Americans, it hits those on Medicare especially hard. People who rely on Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage take an average of 4.5 prescription medications per month. Lawmakers took an important step in reducing the financial burden on older Americans last year when they included in the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018 a provision that will close the Medicare Part D coverage gap on brand-name drugs, known as the donut hole, this year. AARP strongly supported closing the donut hole. It will save billions of dollars in out-of-pocket costs on medications through lower copayments. But the pharmaceutical industry is lobbying Congress hard for what it calls a technical fix. That so-called fix would pad company profits at your expense. AARP will continue to fight the pharmaceutical industry's attempts to reverse the closing of the donut hole, and we'll continue to urge Congress to take steps that would foster competition among drug companies, allow faster access to lower-priced generics, and give Medicare the power to negotiate lower drug prices. At AARP, we embrace our role as a nonpartisan advocate for people 50 and older. We'll continue to work with members of Congress from both parties and the administration to address the issues that will help our members and all people live better as they age. And then it says, join me on Twitter at Joanne_Jenkins to join the conversation about what Congress should focus on in 2019. And now under your AARP North Carolina, we've got an article here called Good Outcomes with Telehealth. Better broadband could mean better care. When patients come into the emergency room during the overnight shift at St. Luke's Hospital in Columbus, they can be examined by a doctor much faster than they used to be, but the doctor may be on a computer screen. It's a trade-off most patients are happy to make, said Kimberly Vaughn, a nurse at St. Luke's. I was a little skeptical at first, but it has been wonderful, she said. Our patients are getting admitted faster, and we can start their treatment sooner. The hospital in rural southwestern North Carolina uses a virtual care system to connect patients to off-site physicians. The setup includes a computer with a large screen and a camera that the remote doctor can manipulate to examine the patient up close. There's even a stethoscope that transmits sounds from the heart, lungs, and digestive system. The growth of hospital telehealth has exploded. It has the potential to provide care in rural areas where residents might not otherwise see a provider, and to shorten primary care wait times for patients in all areas. Yet healthcare advocates say legislation is needed to address state-level barriers which have made it difficult for telehealth to expand across North Carolina and beyond hospital settings. More convenience, lower cost. We have seen burgeoning interest in telehealth tools that can transform care, support patients in managing their health, and increase access to high-quality care, said Brian Cooper, chief of staff at Blue Door, a digital health consultancy in Chapel Hill, who co-authored a statewide report on telehealth. There are still improvements the state could invest in, Cooper noted. Our payment models, policies, and broadband infrastructure have not kept up with the technology. It requires a cultural transformation. Telehealth isn't meant to replace face-to-face care, said Charmaine Fuller Cooper, AARP North Carolina Associate State Director for Advocacy. But telehealth does have the potential to make it more convenient and less expensive for people to visit the doctor, to get second opinions, and to monitor chronic conditions. Fuller Cooper said AARP North Carolina will urge the General Assembly to establish standards to support the expansion of telehealth this year and work to develop policies that improve access to health care for all. Telehealth is limited without high-speed internet or cell phone service. Addressing the affordability of those services is also a concern, Fuller Cooper said. An estimated 638,000 residents still don't have the minimum broadband speed of 25 megabits per second for downloads as defined by the Federal Communications Commission. Others lack access completely, especially in rural and mountain regions. State Representatives Donnie Lambeth, Republican from Winston-Salem, and Josh Dobson, Republican from Marion, introduced legislation last year that would have set a definition for telehealth, required patient consent, and put standards in place. Although the bill received bipartisan support, it was tabled for further improvement. AARP plans to urge passage of a telehealth measure this spring. To sign up for alerts on this and other issues, visit action.aarp.org. And this is by Michelle Crouch. And then down here it says 55%. That's the percentage of estimated growth in North Carolina's 65-plus population to 2.1 million from 2015 to 2030, according to an AARP Public Policy Institute survey. This is from aarp.org/across-the-states. For other state news, go to aarp.org.nc. We'll close out today with a couple of short pieces in the news. One is Surviving a Broken Heart. Researchers find new way to identify those at risk. When Debbie Reynolds died one day after her daughter, Carrie Fisher, many suspected it was from broken heart syndrome. Now researchers have found what causes the condition and, with testing, can identify who's at risk. Broken heart syndrome happens when, under extreme stress, the heart changes shape as the left ventricle weakens, causing parts of it to balloon out. Symptoms can mimic a heart attack, But the American Heart Association, AHA, says an electrocardiogram can show a distinct difference. In broken heart syndrome, symptoms occur suddenly after extreme emotional or physical stress, the AHA says. Most patients survive when under a doctor's care. The AHA recommends testing for those who feel chest pains while dealing with emotional trauma or depression. Remembering Martin Luther King, Jr. In a sermon given shortly before he died, Martin Luther King, Jr., whose 90th birthday would have been January 15, talked about living until age 90. "You may be 38 years old, as I happen to be, and one day some great opportunity stands before you and calls upon you to stand up for some great principle, some great issue, some great cause. You refuse to do it because you are afraid. Well, you may go on and live until you are 90, but you are just as dead at 38 as you would be at 90. And then, "You're welcome, kids. $68 trillion, that's how much wealth will be passed on to younger Americans and charities over the next 25 years, as boomers, the richest generation in U.S. history, disperse their loot through gifts and inheritances," says a new report from Cerulli Associates. And then, why get a hearing test? Uncorrected hearing loss leads to higher hospitalization rates and health care costs, according to new research from Johns Hopkins University in collaboration with AARP. The study looked at health data of 150,000 people aged 50 and over. It found that over a period of 10 years, individuals with untreated hearing loss had a 52% greater risk of dementia, a 41% higher risk of depression, and an almost 30% greater risk of falls than those with no hearing loss. Then we have spray away the blues. A study finds inhalant works on depression. A nasal spray could bring relief to the millions of people who suffer from depression. Janssen Pharmaceutical researchers recently released a study that indicated a spray called esketamine had alleviated symptoms faster than oral antidepressants when tested on older patients with persistent depression. The FDA is reviewing the spray and is fast-tracking it through the approval process. And then finally, Medicare fraud, a new guilty plea. A doctor in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is facing a significant term of imprisonment, federal prosecutors say, after pleading guilty in a scheme to cheat Medicare. Gray Wesley Barrow, 58, admitted he received $336,000 from 2014 to 2016 for sending patients' urine samples to a testing lab, which used them to file bogus Medicare claims. Barrow will be sentenced in March. A spokeswoman declined further comment on the case. And that brings us to the end of today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed this. I'm Florence Nash, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Give us a call at 919-832-5138.